This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
And that's what we are here for you. And that's all the time we have. Thanks for everybody who called in. You're listening to KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
Pink Ribbons Project is proud to join KPFT as a community partner during the fall membership drive. We're doubly proud to donate a mammogram for every $1,000 pledge received. The $1,000 pledge may be made either as a single donation or as part of a designated pink pool of smaller donations. Either way, your pledge will make sure that a woman who can't afford it will receive a needed mammogram from our longtime partner, the Rose Diagnostic Clinic. Once you've made your donation, you'll receive confirmations from both KPFT and Pink Ribbons Project. And when your gift is used to benefit a woman in need, we'll tell you that too. This is your opportunity to participate in the work that we do all year. So support KPFT and be a part of the fight against breast cancer. Make your pledge today. Call 713-526-5738 or donate online at kpft.org.
You are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Listeners should be aware that the following program contains language and audio images which may be found disturbing and may not be suitable for your snotty-nosed little brat who probably cusses like a sailor behind your back anyway. Parental discretion is advised.
Greetings. Gonna sneak up on you. Technology Bites. 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
I'm totally surprised.
Fundraiser!
fun. Raise. Welcome to Technology Bites. I'm Jay Lee.
I'm Peter Hughes.
I'm Flicted.
I'm Barrett.
I'm Dwight.
And he's
Groove House.
And we're all stunned because there's Pete.
He hasn't crashed yet.
Well, the crash could still happen, but he was there at the end.
There at the ready.
That's what your donations are paying for, people. Not really. They're not paying for that.
Paying our Skype bills.
You know, this internet telephony is not feed. It's freed. So you're going to pay for our free internet access to Pete. All right, well, as you can tell, or as you may be suspecting. It is a fundraising episode of Technology Bites tonight. And the enthusiasm in the room for this is just overwhelming.
At the very least, it's palpable.
It's, you know, the...
Is that what that taste is?
That's what it fundraiser.
So I was doing a little internet math in my head, and I was looking at the our goal tonight, which is $1,400, and I was looking at the number of fans that Technology Bites has on Facebook, which is up around 1,300. So I was just thinking, you know, if every Facebook fan out there went to the website and pledged a dollar or $1.20 to meet the PayPal fees, we'd be there. We'd just make our goal, and we'd be done.
Would we know it?
Yeah, we'd know it because I have a PayPal link for my PayPal on the website, and I just move the money over to KPFT.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
I get updates for that one because it's my PayPal.
So you're telling people to go to Geek Radio.
Go to Geek Radio, make a donation, and we'll get real-time notifications of those pledges. And
then you'll move it over. They can trust you to move it over.
They trust me to move it over, yeah. Since I'm doing that for KPFT. That's what the donate site on the website is for. But
I'll trust someone with my money a lot faster than I will my computer. So, you know, if people are calling in and asking you questions, surely they'll trust you with a $1.20.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you'll trust us with, $2,000 worth of computer equipment.
Right. You know.
Each.
What, do you have a Mac?
Wow. I didn't even...
I didn't have my mic on.
Well,
I was making a snide Mac comment.
Yeah?
$2,000 computer. What, do you have a Mac?
Half a Mac.
Half of a Mac worth having. So at any rate, we are going to be doing fundraising tonight. We've got Ernesto out in the lobby. We've got maybe a volunteer or two to answer phones. And got 2 hours of just spitting and begging that we're going to do tonight.
Maybe I better get out of the range.
I'll do the spitting.
Yeah? Just keep forgetting to turn your mic on for that.
Now we know why there's the double glass between the control room and the studio.
Now we know why you can ring out the mic covers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my keyboard's all wet. Eesh. All right. 713-526-4000. I think, you know, we're waiting for Ernesto to come on later. Have we got the lobby mic turned on? Yeah. So I know Ernesto probably is taking a short break as they field the last flurry of calls for Arab Voices that came in so that they... Hopefully we'll have made their $1,000 goal and set a precedent for our listeners so that we can have a reasonable expectation of making our goal, which, again, is $1,400.
Is this week one of one, or is this week one of multiple weeks?
This is week one of three. But, you know, if things go as they have in the past, we might come to a show, our third show, and not have to raise any money.
That'd be cool.
The station itself, hey, there's Ernesto. The station itself makes its goal, or if they do really well, prior to our third fundraising episode, then we'll just do a regular show.
Yep.
Or, conversely, if we raise 3 weeks worth of fundraising...
In 2 weeks
for this show. In other words, we've got $1,400 goal, I think, the first 2 weeks. I'm not sure if it's $1,400 for the third one or not, but Ernesto can look that up. But let's just say it's $1,400 for every episode, three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $4,200.
That would be nifty.
So $2,100 per episode.
Too many numbers.
Somebody is already calling and pledging.
That's $3 on the PayPal from each one of our Facebook fans, and we're set.
That's right.
No problem.
If everybody who's a fan of ours on Facebook was to just pledge $5 tonight, just go to the website, crash the server, make a donation.
Nice.
We would be done. We would be the exception to the rule. During fundraiser, you know, come Wednesday night, there'd be a little non-fundraising oasis right there on Wednesday nights, because if we raised all of our responsibility in one show, we just do two more shows.
You could go and place a request for that on the fan page, and then it would then show up on the walls of the people who...
That's true. I should go... I could also send an update to all of our fans. Because, you know, people on Facebook, they love spam.
That's what they're there for. They're there for that. Absolutely.
You know, a get-out-of-fundraiser free card is a lot better than getting out of a PE class, I think. You know, it's much better than from the doctor as far as your geek cred goes.
Right. Pledging to KPFT is better than rope burn.
Yes. That's where I'm going with that.
But not better
than
rug burn.
It doesn't have to be
burn.
As painful as rope burn, maybe. Maybe that's a better spin.
But it's not better than rug burn, depending on how it's acquired.
Horrible images are flooding into my brain. Horrible, I tell you. So, I can't even talk. Oh, my God.
I'm going to look at Dwight's elbow suddenly. I don't know why.
Dwight was, of course referring to Klingon wrestling.
Klingon wrestling? Is that what the kids are calling it these days? Nice. You stymied the Dwight.
Oh.
I need to air out.
Go put on some Klingon opera and chill out a little bit.
All right.
I'm tweeting that right now. Klingon wrestling on Technology Bites. So we're asking you to... The basic premise is that we need to raise some money to keep the radio station alive and kicking. You know, pay the bills, pay the light bills, pay the rent on the transmitter and all that. So here we are. This, you know, you're probably familiar with this whole concept. You've probably participated in a fundraiser, at least as a passive participant in the past. So you know what's up. We need you to go to the phones, dial 713-526-4000. Have we got the phone switched over, Ernesto? Have we got Ernesto?
Yes.
Are the phones switched over?
We certainly have phones switched over.
All right. So if you go to the phone, dial 713-526-4000. To be on the air.
Good catch.
4,000 to pledge.
Right. 713-526-4,000 to pledge, not 5738 as they do during the other shows, because we're going to try to take some calls on the air. 713-526-4,000 and make a pledge of support tonight. Help us reach our goal of $1,400. And we're probably, the reality is, we're probably going to do this the old fashioned way where we, encourage a few of you to call in early, and then we're going to just keep digging at you all night long for 2 hours until we get down to the wire and we get real close to or make the goal.
But let's not.
I'd rather not do it that way. Honestly, I think it'd be just awesome if, you know, everybody who's listening called or went to the website and made a pledge of whatever they could afford, and let's just make the goal. It seems, in theory, that it should be very, very easy to do. And yet, it's not.
It's like we're a Houston sports team. We just can't get it together until the very end.
You know, think of it this way. It could be the first time that Technology Bites makes it to the playoffs. You know,
we make it to the playoffs every time.
We get eliminated in the first round, usually. They're not going to go all the way this year. Now, it'd be just, you know, really, if there was just some way to flick that switch that made everybody that was going to pledge go ahead and just pledge up front and get it over with, we could just be done.
Right.
There's this kind of whole dance that KPFT has to do with its listeners that stretch out raising this money over 3 weeks. Right. Somehow or another, that validates the process in some way that I'm not clear on. You know, you kind of have to have this building momentum.
You have to beg hard enough.
Yeah.
When you finally begged hard enough, and you flip the screw it switch, I'll call. We got to flick that switch sooner.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people that complain or lament that, you know, the fundraising takes so long and happens so often, they would just go ahead and pledge, it would be done. I mean, just like if there were 1,400 people out there that thought it was worth a dollar to not listen to fundraiser tonight.
$1.20.
We'd be done. So if you go to geekradio.com, click on the donate link and make a donation. If we make $1,400, as soon as we make $1,400, we're done with fundraising.
However
tonight.
We make it.
However we make it, we're done.
Or $1,400, pitch in $5, then we're done for the drive.
Yeah, 1,400 people pitched in $5 each, we'd be done for the whole drive. And it, $5.
See, and if only we could install, you know, if our whole plan about installing coin slots where every time Technology Bites comes on, you have to put in a quarter. If we did that on the thousands and thousands of cars where people are listening, we wouldn't ever have to come and do this. Unfortunately, we found that the cost of the coin slots and the potential arrests for breaking into your cars and installing them kind of held us back. So we figured we'll go back to what we know and we'll beg for the money on the radio.
Oh, yeah, the crime. Yeah. So, anyway, 2 hours of this. We got one call on the line. Looks like we got a pledge coming in. That's pretty awesome. 713-526-4000. I've got my email client open. I'll be notified if anybody makes a donation via the Geek Radio site. So, we've got that going for us. If you want to be on the air, we can't promise anything. It's really up to our listeners as to whether or not we're going to be able to take calls on the air tonight. But if you want to play that game, if you want to take that chance, 713-526-5738. Groovehouse will put you in the queue, and maybe after, 20 minutes of begging, if we could get up to at least some kind of milestone here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, if we can make it like, a quarter of the way to the goal or a fifth of the way to the goal.
I hear ringing.
713-526-4000. I see another phone line ringing.
Hey.
Looks like
so. See, if you call the regular number, then what you do is while you're on hold, use your cell phone to call your friends to get them to pledge so that we can take your call.
That's right. 713.
It could work.
It could. And I see that line just hung up. So maybe. Whoops.
His Skype crashed.
He's calling a pledge on Skype. Nice. Yeah. This is coming up on our 14th year in July. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep. We're all pimply.
It's 14.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get it confused because it's close to the same.
Or no,
years.
No.
It's the big 15. It's the big
It'll 15. Be 15.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We skipped 14. Our anniversary, our 14th right. anniversary was July. So it'll be 15 years. Come June.
Fortunately for me, my son was born a month, well, basically 2 months before we started the show. So as long as I know how old he is, I can know how old the show is.
Yeah. So as long as you can remember the, speaking of, anniversaries and stuff, we share the anniversary with Windows 95, and now we've got Windows 7 out there making waves. It's the new operating system. How many operating? So that's Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows 98 second edition, Windows ME.
Bob.
Microsoft Bob was not an operating system.
Also, let's see.
XP.
Windows 2000.
Windows 2000 was in there because NT4 was already out.
Right.
But Windows 2000 happened in there. Windows XP, Windows Vista, and now Windows 7.
Right.
It's a lot of
operating. And if you include their server operating systems, then there were two or three more in there somewhere.
Right. Server 2003. Right.
3, 2008.
So server 2000.
So how many Apple CEOs have we been through?
Two, mm-hmm. right?
No. I think Scully. Was it Scully around in 95? Scully and then like that guy who was from Germany, the German guy.
The Germish?
The Germish guy. And then Steve, so we've been through three Apple CEOs.
I have no idea what you're talking about. There's only one true Apple CEO.
Blasphemer!
Usurper! He was just on hiatus.
Right.
Hey,
I remember the guy's nickname, the CEO's nickname, the Diesel.
Gil
somebody, yeah, Gil. Yeah, I remember.
Ernesto wanted to interrupt. What do you have, Ernesto?
I have somebody to thank for you all.
Wow.
And I wouldn't have been otherwise interrupted, but it's big.
It's big.
It's big.
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 Is this one of those ones real where big. They promise they might pay later, sort of?
No, it's actually on a credit card.
Wow.
I mean, it's real.
It's real.
Unless it's a fake credit card.
Real big.
Which I have a feeling it's not because he knows you. Scout out in Santa Monica.
Awesome.
All the way out in Santa Monica. Came in for not one, not two, not even three, but over three Benjamins, $313.37.
Nice.
So
it helped us out quite a bit. That's almost a quarter of the way to the goal, sort of.
That's huge.
That's pretty huge.
Awesome.
And we've had two anonymous pledges come in via the Geek Radio site, taking us up on the $5 a fan Facebook challenge.
Awesome.
So we've had two people call in.
So that's 323 that we're at.
Yeah. So
that's excellent.
It's awesome. We are plugging along. So you have a lot of options, a lot of ways you can donate. And is that an anonymous pledge, or is that somebody we can thank?
The one I just thanked?
Yeah. Scout.
Yeah. Scout, in Santa Monica.
I missed the name. I was so...
He's not even from Houston.
Yeah, he's from Houston. He's got Houston. We worked together back in the day, as kids like to say. But yeah, Scout's been kind of an avid fan of the show. We appreciate it. And he's got a lot of tech cred, too.
Yeah,
He's not like, you know, your average geek. He's kind of an uber geek.
Well, look at what he pledged.
Right.
His pledge is true.
Well, and he didn't do it. He could have done that in a lowball way.
He could have just been leap, not
73-31, yeah.
Somebody needs to match that pledge. We'll think of other ways, elite ways for you to pledge.
Join the elite pledge circle.
Right. Scout's on IRC also.
Yeah.
Let's go say hi to Scout. Maybe somebody could pledge LOL for us.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, 101.
Yeah.
Or,
LOL.
Or 5431, the shell level.
5431, yeah, that'd be good.
54.
I pledge boobs.
Well, that'd be pretty good, though, because that's like $885.85, right?
All right. 713-526-4000 to pledge your support. We do... here we're getting... KD5 is giving us the Apple countdown on CEOs on IRC.
Since 95.
1977 to 81, it was Michael Scotty Scott. 1981 to 83, AC Mike Mercula. 1983 to 93 was John Scully. 93 to 96 was Michael Spindler. 96 to 97 was Gil Amelio. And 97 to the present, Steve Jobs and his mystery illness.
So it has been three CEOs since 95.
So since 95, yeah, three.
Three, yeah.
So we've burned up three of them. And now what, for Microsoft, who's the big boss at Microsoft now?
Ballmer.
Ballmer,
yeah.
Right.
Sweaty. A.K.A. Fester, as they call him on the...
Sweaty Pants.
Jobs, yeah.
Yeah. So, cool. 713-526-4000 to pledge your support. 713-526-5733 if you want to be on here.
And we're already up to 323.37. That's pretty good.
That's one pledge.
Well, that's one very... That's three pledges.
No, three pledges.
That's right.
And, one very generous pledge.
So it's a great kickstart. Now let's just use the momentum and get this done.
You know, I mean, you know, we're not going to... Well, maybe we will, but I'm thinking we won't have that many big bomb pledges like that. So we really... I don't want that to intimidate you, because Scout, you know, as we mentioned, Scout's been a fan of the show and friends of ours of the show and the station and us personally for a long time, and he made a generous pledge. But if you cannot meet that kind of, you know, financial burden, we're still looking for those, you know, entry-level membership pledges are $35 if you want to pledge your support to KPFT.
Yeah, you're in luck. Our friendship comes a lot cheaper during these pledge drives. $35 membership, and we're your friends. We're your
we love you. Mm-hmm. You know, just think of it as throwing a sheep at us or poking us. 713-526-4000 to pledge your support. Looks like Groovehouse has somebody else for us to thank. Da, 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 da. I want to thank Gary calling in from Houston, and he likes Tech Bites, Blue Show, and Amy Goodman. Wow, and he made a generous pledge. Holy crud! So yeah, we're up over 500 and something now.
Whoa!
Hey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay.
So, are you sure you don't want all those big bomb pledges?
I didn't say I didn't want them. I said I wasn't counting on them. But you know, if you. Maybe the recession is over.
I think we can officially say the recession is over.
Can we?
Yeah, bring it on.
Houston.
Bring it on, Houston.
Actually, and here's one for you if you're really, really cheap.
That's
tonight,
me.
See, you pledge. Pledge. Pledge your $35 tonight, and then when you talk to people, you go, yeah, were you listening to Technology Bites? Did you hear all those big pledges? Yeah, one of those pledges was mine.
Yeah.
You have to have the right pause between those big pledges. And one of those pledges was mine. You have to have the right pawn.
Wow, did you hear Technology Bites raised $1,400 in 30 minutes? Wow. Yeah, that was thanks to me. We're at 500,
yeah, there you go.
We're at 513. Wow.
But that doesn't include the two.
Does that include the two fives? No, so that's
523.
Are there just the two fives on the PayPal?
Yeah.
So far.
Okay.
Yeah, so far. I mean, and one comment on Facebook about the Klingon wrestling. So
or Klingon wrestling. I think that's what they want.
Speaking of which, I need to get over to the Technology Rights Facebook page and see if I can throw a sheep at somebody.
Invite them to Mafia Wars.
I finally hid that.
Farmville.
Yeah, I hid that. Oh, yeah. Farmville.
Liberalville here at KPFT. Join my liberal army.
I found this vegan wandering around in the KPFT studio. They need a good home.
But all chicken right. Forms a bear.
All right, I'm typing an update. Somebody else talk.
So, okay, well, I'll talk. The here's the thing for KPFT. We have two models that can work for you, so you can self-select. For conservatives, so you're politically conservative, you listen to KPFT and, you know, shout at your radio and that pleases you, or you listen to Technology Bites because it's semi-apolitical. Anyways, you're conservative. KPFT doesn't get very much government money. All the money comes from the people who choose to support it. So we are out there in the market in a way that many other radio stations, frankly, are not. And so as a free market conservative, you should be thinking that maybe that is an admirable thing, and so you should pledge to KPFT. And that then you're the people who want it are paying for it, and the people who don't choose to, we're not taking your tax dollars in any kind of large sum to keep KPFT on the air. Now let's go to the other side. So you conservatives can plug your ears. The socialists, all you socialists out there, we all need to pull together and we should support the collective goodness of KPFT. And so everyone should contribute. If you're listening to it, you should contribute. From each according to his gifts and from each according to their needs or whatever. Just pledge to the show. And that starts at a $35 pledge is where you begin, and you can go up to whatever level you can support. And so, thus, all sides of the political spectrum or the far pieces of this political spectrum are covered by KPFT. 713-526-4000 is the number to make that happen.
I heard some phones ringing, and I saw Groovehouse.
I see two calls on the line right now. You know,
so is it the conservative capitalists or is it the socialists that are calling? That's my question.
Well, computers are pretty much apolitical. You know, they don't care how you
can vote. You know, all aspects of the political spectrum are use the internet to get their message out. You know, in fact, some of the best flame wars happen right there on the internet between the two two extremes on any issue. And, you know, what's a flame war without somebody who doesn't disagree with you?
Right. Otherwise, you're just shouting by yourself. But we help your computers stay healthy so you can participate in those flame wars.
That's right.
We are your free tech support in Houston on the air. If you were to call Dell or HP or any of the other PC manufacturers and ask for their help, how much would they ask for? They'd ask for at least $35. And you know what? They don't make fun of you until after you hang up. We'll make fun of you while you call. And I think certainly that we're probably worth your pledge for that alone. 713-526-4000 for your pledge.
That's right. We got two calls, looks like, on the line. And got plenty of open lines. I don't know how many volunteers we have standing by, but we'll actually answer the phones ourselves if we have to.
Make Groovehouse run. Call in and make Groovehouse run to the back. To get the phone.
I like the flame support. I mean, honestly, if you're about to overreact something you know nothing about, the last thing you want is your OS to hang on you.
Absolutely.
You know, because otherwise you might actually think about the subject matter and, you know, get some calmness and not send it.
That's right.
We wouldn't have flame wars.
That's right. Your Zen would creep in.
Yeah. God, I would hate to say.
Well, hasn't everybody had that where they've pounded out their blistering repost to somebody's online idiocy and the last fleck of spittle has fallen from the corner of your mouth and your browser locks up.
Yeah.
And all that masterpiece of taking someone else apart is gone. If you don't pledge, then we can't help you. and it'll then that kind of thing will happen to you all the time.
Maybe that's why there are so many flame wars in the Linux community, because a higher uptime just lets them let them get out there and fight more.
Technology bites friends to trolls everywhere.
It's just, you know, we're troll-free support. Or something.
I don't know. You haven't been listening to the calls, have you? Yeah, I'm kidding.
Right. No, I don't. I don't generally tend to listen. I just,
hey,
I just, there's this, you know, pre-packaged answers that I just kind of like, you should scan your system for spyware.
You have a very primitive search engine in your head, and so the word spyware shows up. And
yeah,
you've got
just certain
set.
Things said
the
to me.
The magic eight ball?
Certain things said to me trigger visceral, you know, lizard brain responses.
Search Jay Lee, insert. Your problem here.
In the early days of the show, it was like a friggin'
Wait,
Bing
not
commercial.
That show. The prison show.
Panda Cubs.
713-526-4000. Ernesto,
have
you
I have updates.
You have updates.
Yay. I have a lot
oh,
of updates.
Oh, there are
actually.
Updates ready for your show.
Good right. updates.
Would you like to install them?
Nice. Yes. Hey, first of all, I want to send a thank you out to Catherine. Catherine's in the neighborhood, actually, right in Montrose. And she
What's
called
her address so everybody can go over and say
No,
thanks.
We won't do that. But she's a brand new member. She's actually was a guest on a show recently. And she called, hey, I said, hey, I've been listening to the show quite a bit. I've learned a lot. And I am going to put down $100 for the show. But look on the bright side as well. Add to that, she says, hey, you get another pledge for $100, I'll match that one too.
Wow.
So, hey, big
so
thank
her
you.
Her pledge will be worth $200 if somebody else calls in.
If we, yeah, we need
bucks.
To get somebody else to pledge $100. And I want to send a thank you out to Joanna out in Seabrook. She did pledge $100, although that technically doesn't count because I haven't got a chance to thank them just yet. So if we get somebody else to pledge $100, that would be really good. Joanna out in Seabrook, renewing a membership. Also, got to send a big thank you out to, in Houston, Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Hopefully his pledge is, though.
So he asked us to send him out something, and he is going to pledge $200.
Nice.
So we're moving on the way to the goal. We're
That's
actually
very nice. And I want to mention something that yes. I think is pretty cool before I forget to bring it up. And that is something new we're doing during this fundraiser, which is the Pink Pool. Is that what it's called?
That is what it's called, as a matter of fact.
The Pink Pool. So yes. what's happening is that for every $1,000 that KPFT raises, what's the name of the organization?
It is called the Pink Ribbons Project.
The Pink Ribbons Project is going to sponsor or give a free mammogram to an underprivileged person, woman.
Or, yeah.
Or
a
man,
person.
If
yes.
he's interested.
Yes.
With big man boobs or whatever. So, but no, it's a thousand, every $1,000 that gets pledged. Now, the thing that's cool is that if you, you know, obviously, well, I don't want to say never because I've been proven wrong twice tonight, but if not everybody can pledge $1,000, but what you can do is you can get, your pledge will go into a pool, and when that pool reaches $1,000, then those people that pledge for that will have sponsored one needy woman to get a, you know, an underprivileged woman to get a breast exam, a mammogram. So that's,
and the reason you need to do it now is because they're like waiting. They've got the mammogram machine. They're waiting. Once we hit the $1,000, they run out and find an underprivileged person and boom, give them the mammogram.
But I think that's a very cool relationship that we've set up with that project to be able to participate and provide those services to the community. That, to me, when I saw that we were doing that, just struck me as the very nature, you know, just really strikes at the heart of the community nature of this radio station and how this radio station can work with the community to change and make lives better.
It also, you know, I think I speak for everyone. Technology Bites has always been pro boobs.
Yeah. Well.
Well, unless, does somebody have something to announce or
come
out?
No, there won't be any coming
no
out.
Argument.
All right, no argument.
I don't know. It's starting to feel like a hostile working environment here, Peter.
Yeah.
Someone should pledge whatever value the 808135 is on the calculator.
Dwight's trying to build up to asking Pete to Klingon wrestling.
What are you doing Thursday, Pete?
That was Barrett. That was not you.
Hello, my name's Dwight. I want to Klingon wrestle you. 713-526-4000. So do we have another subtotal then? Because that was pretty expensive.
We are at $913.
Wow.
Let's keep it going. I mean, we could make
minutes.
Could we make the goal in this hour?
That's 930.
Let's do it.
So we need to raise $500, a little less than $500.
Yeah.
Ernesto, does that include the Facebook?
No. No, it doesn't. So let's keep going.
That's $10 more.
All right.
Yeah.
So right around $500 left to raise.
And still got Catherine's match out there.
And we got $100
the challenge
match. So
is
if
out
we got,
there.
If we got one $100 pledge in right now, that'd be worth $200, and we'd only have to raise another $300.
Oh, my
God. We'd be at our goal. And if we could do that here in the next 20 minutes...
We could do that.
We would have a whole hour of regular Technology Bites here in the middle of a, you know, right at the beginning of a fundraiser. Because we'll stop actually begging for money once we reach the $1,400 goal. So 713-526-4000. There's been a handful of very generous people tonight. And it's very exciting to be this far along in the fundraising process this early in the show. And... You know, I know if Dr. Simotas was here, we'd probably be over the goal. But this is us. This is us. This is actually Technology Bites raising the money. So this is very cool. Go to the phones. If you can make, if you're one of those people that can make a generous $100 pledge, go ahead and make that right now. And we've got somebody who will match
that. Thank you for the call, Commander.
We've got two calls coming in on the line. Hopefully one of those or both is $100.
I think we're going to need some help with the phones, too.
All right. Groovehouse, he's on his way. He's he's up, jumping, running. 713-526-4000 is the number to call. And we'd love to... Oh, I see we got three lines. We've got one line being answered. We've got two more lines ringing. Do we need another person to go out there? Probably. Flicked is going
and if you call, if it gets to too many lines or if it rings too many times, it can roll over to the voicemail. Just hang up then and try again.
But Flicked is going to run out there and grab that other line that's ringing, so don't give up. If it does go to voicemail, just dial right back in. So that's pretty cool. So three calls on the line, and that looks very good. Okay, they all have been answered.
Excellent.
So they are cool.
Do we have a running total so far, IRC's asking?
We have, he said, $930-some-odd currently.
Right.
So that's very exciting.
That is very exciting. It would be just thrilling to be able to polish this off before 9 o'clock. That would be
stunning.
Or if we're lucky and go a little bit over, so that we're chipping away at next week's goal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we get a nice flurry, we got a bingo. We got four lines.
They have enough people answering?
Well, Flicked just went out to go get it. I just don't know if he could find a phone to actually answer it on. So he may have to come back in the studio.
Let it ring if you don't get an answer.
If it goes to voicemail, yeah, he got a pledge for him. He's going to take it actually in the studio. This pledge that we're picking up right now, that's Flicked on the phone, and he is going to take your pledge right there in the center.
Spectacular.
So that's pretty awesome. That's four pledges. The phone lines are completely lit up. So now if it does keep ringing, please wait a minute or so when we start thinking people can call back in. But if we can get this... could easily take us over our goal in like 40 minutes. So that would just be stellar.
That would be amazing.
Stellar! 713-526-4000. But you know, right now, the all the lines look like they are lit up. So if you dial in now, you might go to voicemail. So if you do go to voicemail, just hang up and dial back. With the pledge takers right now, we'll get these calls addressed and handled. We don't want you to think for a moment that we're getting too many pledges.
You can't have too many pledges.
No.
Just like you can't have too much RAM.
That's a very nice nice comparison there. I like
that. That's right.
You'll never, ever complain about having too many pledges. You'll only complain about not having enough. Same thing with computers.
That's right.
I've never heard anybody say, I got more computer than I needed. I really regret having this much power.
Yeah, why did I get a quad core when I could have just got a
could have had an Atom. Should I go over the what the lovely parting gifts are?
Sure, why not?
All right,
we got an open line now. So if you want to dial in, 713-526-4000. I see we've got one pledge knocked out. Wow.
It was like a bingo.
It was a bingo.
It was a bingo. Hey, yeah. I got to send a thank you out to Philip out in Bel Air, who it looks like he loves Democracy Now!, Technology Bites, listens to our friends KUHF and loves KPFT too, and wanted to take up Catherine on her challenge. I think we may have a few other people throwing into that pool as well, so that's really great. That puts us at over $1,000. Wow. And we have a few more pledges coming in right now. So.
I see that. I see all the lines have cleared except for the one that Flicted is on right now. So all the lines are
open.
Hey,
and I also need to send a thank you out to Gary out in Spring, who also tossed in 100. So that's pretty cool.
So is that our... is that... So we've got the matching.
Yes, we do have our match done. So
nice.
And I'm running the big board, big abacus right now. So let's see. Got... I need some theme music or something here. Just kidding. That's not bad, eh? Spontaneous, no less.
Yeah. It's actually only asked to do it. Only, it happened right when he asked somebody to do it, so that's pretty awesome.
We are at...
$1,213. Oh, my God!
You. Oh, my God!
Oh,
you're
my
kidding.
God!
Holy crap!
Hold on, group, is this in the top? Is that in the... Is that in the...
No,
okay.
This is fresh.
All right. Oh, that's fresh.
So we need to add another $100 to that.
Oh, my gosh! Are we going to... We didn't make the goal.
I want to thank Luis called in, and he... yeah, that's very generous of you, Luis. He's a coworker with my wife, and... he also has one of the limited edition Technology Bites Simpsons cards, which I printed up.
Well, you know, I...
so that's another 100, so that's what? That's 13,
that 13. Is 13, 13, not including the Facebook
13, glitch. 13, 13, 23. So we are $180 away from our goal.
Oh, my God.
And there's 20 minutes. We're only 40 minutes into the show. Oh, my God.
I can't even believe it. That's awesome.
You know, I have let my membership laugh.
Have you?
And so I'm going to re-up right
here.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Come on. Give us a call, somebody.
Do I have to call?
Well, no, someone else.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Unless you're going to cover the whole amount. So
he's not going to cover the whole amount.
Well, somebody else can help us out. 713-526-4000.
We have no idea at this point how much Dwight is going to pledge. It is up to you to call in now and make a pledge just in case. We need a cushion here.
$180.
We're $180 away from the goal, and it's 41 minutes into the show.
I work in the newspaper industry, so
that's
don't
true.
Expect miracles here.
526-4000. 713-526-4000. Sal is open. He's been grabbing most of the calls and has been really great. Thank you, Sal.
And all of the
group house, of course, has been jumping around, too.
If we reach the goal, so that would be pretty incredible. I feel almost guilty.
Come on, y'all.
For doing this.
Somebody.
So
well,
people listen.
Anybody.
People called in and
help
say,
us.
Let's get it over with. So.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. That would be awesome. So cool. We could actually do the show.
We could
do
the show.
Real show.
That's just, it's right. And then we'll go ahead and do the info shot late. And
that'd be cool. So, but there'd be all show.
It'd be all show. Yeah, it would be. It'd be pretty. Oh, and I would like to point out that Dwight Silverman is doing the proper thing when making a pledge, and that is putting it on plastic.
Oh, good.
He's
man.
He's putting on a credit card.
He has a credit card?
He does. He has a line of credit.
I'm going to get a high-res really? Picture of this so we can put it on Facebook. So everyone can see Dwight making a pledge in the studio. This is awesome.
Yeah.
713-526-4000 to help us out reaching the goal. After all, Dwight is helping out a little bit, but we are still just a tiny bit away in the first hour.
Sliver.
Let's wrap this up before the end of the first hour,
save
please.
The first three quarters of the hour. If we can oh, my 3 God. Minutes,
if we can do it in 3 minutes, we'll be done. I know Flicted is taking a pledge right now. I know that Dwight is writing out a pledge in
oh my
to re-up his membership, and you know it looks like we're going to be
no
very
way.
Very close to the goal. $1,400 in 45 minutes could be, but call in 713-526-4000 to make a pledge tonight. Oh, wait a minute, we just got another pledge online, and it's for $35. We want to thank. They put his name in there. I need to go look, but it looks like here it is. Hold on. I want to thank Seth. He usually listens to the podcast. He got a chance to listen live. He loves the show. He's out in Bel Air, so there's $35. And
awesome.
Dwight has made a generous love donation tonight. I'm going to go get that added to the tally. And so that's $45 via the web.
See, we don't get any money from this, but sometimes we pay to be on the show. So.
You know, I bet Dwight wouldn't pay Leo Laporte to be on his show. I bet he would actually pay you.
He might.
713-526-4000. I don't know how much the pledge that we got coming in from Flicted took. You know, he actually had to neglect the board for a minute or two, several minutes actually.
Yeah, a tip, if Afflicted is taking your pledge, when he asks you, want a cyber, the answer is no. Makes the call go a lot faster.
Yeah, don't want to get, you know, wrapped up in that kind
There's no spot for what I'm wearing here on the pledge form.
Yeah, when you call in and pledge, there's just a few questions, and yeah, what are you wearing is not one of them, so you don't have to answer that.
That's right. 713-526-4000. Afflicted is taking his pledge out to Pledge Central out there to Ernesto. Ernesto is going to work the magic abacus.
Hey, got to send a thank you out to Cassandra out in Houston. Got to send a thank you to... I guess we can announce this one, Dwight. And
wait, we didn't want to.
We are at
from the anonymous family working at the Houston Chronicle
from the Hearst Corporation. All right, so dun dun dun.
We are at
dun dun dun
1498.
Ah! First 45 minutes.
Oh my God! I think this is a first.
That is amazing.
It's 44 minutes and 59. 45 minutes into the show.
Oh, my God. It is 45, right? On 45 now.
Right now, 45 minutes into the show. So that's just nuts. That's
wow.
So insane. But psych, we're going to keep fundraising. No, that was awesome. See how quickly and easily and fun that can be? And now we can just do a show.
Although we'll have to keep fundraising if we don't get any questions.
Yeah, right. Now it's your turn. Yeah.
So now, if you have a computer question, if you'd like to talk, well, actually, what we ought to do, we're going to tell you the number, 713-526-5738, if you want to be on the air with us. We're going to be spending the next hour and 15 minutes doing regular Technology Bites because we made our goal awesome. Awesome.
But although, if you just want to quietly, calmly call in and do it slowly, $35 membership or whatever during the rest of that time, then that just knocks off next week's goal.
We'll mention it a couple of times as we go through the show. If you want to call in and make a pledge, we'd be happy to take it. It will help us because we still got to do this again next week and the week after, but $1,400 each time. So if you want to call in and make a pledge, please, by all means, do so. Call 713-526-4000. We'll take your pledge. But if you want to be on the air with us tonight, 713-526-5738.
So did Peter have news?
I was going to suggest that we do the info shot.
I do have stuff ready.
All right, so we'll do the info shot, and then we'll come back and take your calls on the air on Technology Bites at 713-526-5738.
It's the Technology Bites Info Shot. Technology news and commentary by Peter Hughes. Injected directly into your skull.
So, you've wondered how to get, have you ever wondered, you know, how do you get, you hear about these people on Technology Bites who've got, you know, super high speed internet access, like, oh, say 50 megabits per second, you know, the crazy fast stuff, and wondered how do you make that happen? Well, Ars Technica had an interesting article this week talking about how apparently you can help speed up getting the deployment of fiber. And unfortunately, the answer is for your town to threaten to put out its own fiber optic network. A town named Monticello, Minnesota, became one of the few non-FIOS communities in the country to get full fiber to the home deployment because the town passed a referendum approving a city-owned fiber network. Before they had the referendum, they had approached the company that provided high-speed internet access and was told that no such system would be installed in town in the near future, so they went ahead. And then immediately, the company, it's called TDS Telecommunications, rolled into town with 9 crews of its own and began installing fiber to the home just before the groundbreaking began on the city network. So Monticello had just become one of the only U.S. cities in which twin parallel fiber networks were being built at the same time. Obviously, people were kind of upset, but these stories are, you know, and there was a lawsuit filed which delayed the city one and all that. But now they have 50 megabit per second to the home for $49.95 a month, and it is not bundled with anything else. These stories aren't limited to Minnesota suburbs either. Apparently, just last month, Telephony Online ran a piece on how Cox cable prices had dropped considerably since Lafayette, Louisiana, lit up a fiber system of its own. Cox froze the cable rates in Lafayette, and they didn't freeze the rates in other areas, said Terry Huval, director of the Muni Project. We figure our citizens saved over $3 million in cable rates even before we could offer them service. So if you're lucky and your city or township or whatever can threaten to deploy fiber to the home, then you may be able to get it faster, and that includes motivating companies like Cox or Time Warner. There was one where Wilson, North Carolina, runs a moderately famous 100 megabit per second system known as Greenlight. When Time Warner Cable was asked why it had not stepped up to meet the city's demand for faster access, a company rep told Tech Journal South that it hadn't actually heard a citizen outcry over the issue, or it would have acted. So my suggestion to any of the little small towns around Houston, or maybe Houston itself, is, you know, you can always pass the bill as if you're really going to do this, and then see if you can get to, I guess it's Comcast in the general area. Maybe they'll pony up and either cut your rates or run you some fiber to the home. Just saying. In other news, this one's kind of interesting. Obviously, anybody predicting the future on the internet has just about as much credibility as, oh, me or anybody else on Technology Bites or any person wandering around on the corner or whatever. But, I mean, everybody has some insights. There was an interview with Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, and they were asking him what he thought the internet was going to look like 5 years from now. And sort of the big highlights as far as what he said, you know, kind of go to the bullet list thing so that we don't, don't waste too much time on it. He says 5 years from now, the internet will be dominated by Chinese language content. So start studying Mandarin, kids. Today's teenagers are the model of how the web will work in 5 years. They jump from app to app to app seamlessly. That's cool. He mentioned, which this one pretty factual, 5 years is a factor of 10. Under Moore's law, meaning that computers will be capable of far more by that time than they are today. He believes, and this is the one where I don't know if I have as much faith, within 5 years, he said, there will be broadband well above 100 megabytes in performance, and distribution distinctions between TV, radio, and the web will go away. Those things have been being predicted for a long time, and I guess I'm most skeptical about having widespread 100 meg broadband out there, but he believes there will be, he says they're making significant money off of YouTube, and the content will move towards more video. That's cool. More real-time information they want to include in the search results. There are many companies beyond Twitter and Facebook doing real-time, and one of the questions he raises is they can index real-time info right now, like Twitter, but how do they rank it? So that's going to be an interesting challenge for them. And that was the thing that he said was sort of the largest issue. And if you do a search on Eric Schmidt and look under the news area, there's video of it. It's about a 45 minute interview, and so you can. He mentions a couple other just throwaways. Google OS Netbook will be here in 2010 with HTML5 local caching for online use. If you're a real internet geek, you'll know what those things mean and probably be pretty interested. For NASA, they had a success today. I followed along some of it on Twitter from our local resident NASA guy. The Ares, I guess is it IX or 1X, blasted off from Florida on a flight that will test technology for the development of a future manned launch vehicle. The cool thing with this, it's a 100 meter tall syringe-like rocket, so it's real ultra skinny. So it looks a whole lot more like your kind of futuristic stuff from old Warner Brothers cartoons than previous stuff. It was designed to climb about 40 kilometers or 25 miles into the sky during the powered phase of its 2 minute flight. It had more than 700 sensors to measure vehicle aerodynamics, controls, and performance of the rocket's first stage. the top half of the rocket was a dummy. What would be an upper stage with a crew capsule and emergency escape mechanism is actually a simulator made to the correct shape and weight. After the two portions separated, parachutes were expected to open up, dropping the booster into the Atlantic where they could recover it, and the upper dummy portion would fall into the ocean and be destroyed. They said that the vehicle flew well. Doug Cook, associate administrator at the headquarters in Washington, D.C., said it flew well and we're going to get a lot of data back and learn a lot that will stand us in good stead for the future. It was supposed to launch on Tuesday, but the attempt had to be scrubbed because of bad weather. On the downside, a recent report has cast doubt on the future of the Ares program. The Augustine panel, which had been asked to review the U.S. Human Spaceflight Program, published its report on the 22nd of October. And although the panel supported the test flight, it questioned the need to develop the launch vehicle. They queried the cost and design of the craft, and so there is a decision coming from the president in coming weeks. On the upside, I mean, having a successful launch and getting data from it is always a good thing. And if this turns out to be a part of our space future, then more the better. Better than blowing up on the launch pad or crashing into something. And finally, in new stuff, because obviously I prepare a shorter info shot for Pledge Drive, a little more info on the whole Verizon droid thing. You know, we've talked about it a lot, but one thing that's interesting is Verizon has said that Droid is a family of phones. So maybe these are the droids you've been looking for. So there's going to be multiple different ones. And this phone, they say, is the cornerstone. So it's not like this is some kind of lightweight rinky-dink and that there will be a better one, you know, down the road a very short distance. They also announced the price after all your, you know, when you sign up for the rest of your life and discounts and all that kind of stuff. It's coming on November 6th to Verizon for $200. As Gizmodo says, $200 is iPhone 3GS money, so it's good to hear that the specs are top-notch. It's got a 3.7-inch screen at 480 by 854 pixels. A Cortex A8 processor, for those of you who know anything about those processors. 16 gig secure digital card included, so that's always nice instead of making you have to go out and buy one for yourself. Bluetooth, GPS, a 5-megapixel camera, and of course the slide-out keyboard with the keypad, with the D-pad, which is the stuff we kind of already heard before. On the software side, though, there's some apparently things are better than most people expected. It's got a new contacts app, multi-resolution support, a better camera app, and SMS searching. It's got Android 2.0 front and center on it, and the Droid will wear it proudly. It's a Google Experience device, so don't expect Moto Blur here. That's the operating system that Motorola is thinking about imposing between you and your Android phone, which, given the social networking integration in 2.0 and the refreshed interface, is probably for the best. Verizon wouldn't say whether or not the Android 2.0 would be a Droid exclusive, refusing to confirm that is, but also refusing to confirm that it isn't. Oh, refusing to confirm that it is, but also refusing to confirm it isn't. Given that the marketing push for this phone is apparently the biggest in Verizon history, and was really, I mean, they're right up in Apple's face with this, and how weirdly opaque Google's 2.0 release has been so far, you'd be safe in not doubting that it may be sort of an exclusive for a few months. And apparently Google, the turn-by-turn nav app rumor is totally true. The voice-activated navigation feature will be free, which means if it's any good at all, it could conceivably vaporize the entire nav app industry in a matter of months. Google Maps will also have a few new layers on Droid, with Wikipedia, transit, and traffic overlays. Google Maps with navigation will replace the trenchant VZ navigation, which won't get an Android port. Verizon Visual Voicemail and My Verizon Services will hit Android eventually, but they're going to take a little time. You can pre-order right now. But the other thing is the $200 is after a weird mail-in rebate. Quoting from their website, customers will receive the rebate in the form of a debit card. Upon the receipt, customers may use the card as cash anywhere debit cards are accepted. So that's kind of weird, but that's Droid. That sounds like there's exciting stuff to it. I guess we'll have to see somebody who's alliances with Verizon for their cellular provision, we'll have to get one and give us their hands-on report. And that's the news.
All right.
Just in time for Barrett time.
Yeah, well, I was thinking we'll go ahead and do the station break, do the Barrett time, and then we'll come back and take calls on the air. We have two calls in the queue, and got an hour left in the show, so we can take a lot of calls in that time.
Yeah, we don't have anything, so we can go straight to Barrett time.
Well, let's do that. Let's let everybody know they're listening to KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The name of the show is Technology Bites. I'm Jay Lee.
I'm Peter Hughes.
I'm Flicted.
I'm Barrett.
I'm Dwight.
And he's
Groove House.
Yay.
Hey, Barrett, what's happening?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, room around town.
Interrupt this skit to bring you
Barrett time! Barrett time! Barrett time!
Yeah. That means it's time for
Barrett time!
Yeah. Anyway.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.